Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good day to you. This is A Year in the Word. You are hearing from Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. Amen. This day we will be reading from the book of Job, chapters 3 and 4, just two chapters today. We will be coming from the New King James Version. Amen. It's so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. In His Word, there is life. In His Word, there's peace. In His Word, there's truth. In His Word, there is hope. In His Word, there's healing. In His Word, there is deliverance of every kind. In His Word, we are saved from this untoward generation. In His Word, there is salvation, and salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. We are reading the Word of God in its entirety, beginning this month, from the first day of this month through December, the last day of December, through the 31st of December, throughout 2018. We are reading the Word of God, A Year in the Word. Please join me each day, daily join me, so that we can open up the Word of God and read together. I'm reading from Job, just two chapters today, chapters 3 and 4. We read 1 and 2 last week. As a matter of fact, it was last Friday. Today, we are on Job chapter 3 and 4. I am reading from the New King James Version. Anytime I change that, I will let you know. I actually try to announce it each day where the version of the Bible that we're coming from. If you have a different version, that is quite all right. Just continue to follow along and use some time after our studies to open up the Word of God and ask the Lord to reveal this thing to you, to reveal His Word to you and even His presence. Now let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord God, for being with us even right now, giving glory to you, oh God, because you are our strong creator. You are our keeper. You are our healer. You are our help. You are a present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we give you glory, Lord God, for your mercy and for your grace, your unmerited favor toward us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we can lift up our voices on today and you hear us when we pray. We humble ourselves before you and ask you, Lord God, to wash us today. Wash us, Lord God. Cleanse us of anything that is not like you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we might be that you called us to be from the very beginning. Open our minds and our hearts as we read your word on today. Lord, illuminate your word before us. Open it up so that we can see clearly and understand, Lord God, how to apply the principles, the precepts of your word to our lives and how to be servants after your heart and to do that you purpose for us to do in the earth. Because each and every one of us, every hearer today has a purpose in the earth, Lord God, and we desire to know what it is that you would have us to do and how you would have us to walk in your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I am reading and you are hearing from Job chapters 3 and 4 from the New King James Version. Amen. We will begin reading Job chapter 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. And Job spoke and said, "May the day perish on which I was born, and the night in which it was said a male child is conceived. May the day be darkness. May God above not seek it, nor the light shine upon it. May darkness and the shadow of death claim it. May a cloud settle on it. May the blackness of the day terrify it. As for the night, may darkness seize it. May it not rejoice among the days of the year. May it come into the number of the month, or may that night be barren. May no joyful shout come into it. May those cursed who curse the day, those who are ready to arouse Leviathan, may the stars of its morning be dark. May it look for light but have none, and not see the dawning of the day, because it did not shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide the sorrow from mine eyes. Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb? Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breath? That for now I would have lain still and been quiet. I would have been asleep. Then I would have been at rest with the kings and counselors of the earth, with who built ruins for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why was I not hidden like a stillborn child, like infants who never saw light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners rest together, and they do not hear the voice of the oppressor. The small and the great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groanings pour out like water. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes. For then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "If one attempts a word with you, will you become weary? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Surely you have instructed many, and you have strengthened weak hands. Your words have upheld him who was stumbling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees. But now it comes upon you, and you are weary. It touches you, and you are troubled. Is not your reverence your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope? Remember now, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off? Even as I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his anger they are consumed. The roaring lion, the voice of the fierce lion, excuse me, and the teeth of the young lions are broken, and old lions perishes for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness are scattered. Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it in disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night. When deep sleep falls on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. Then I heard a voice saying, "Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his angels with error? How much more those who dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is of the dust, who are crushed before a moth? They are broken in pieces from the morning until evening. They perish forever with no one regarding. Does not their own excellence go away? They die even without wisdom. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 3 and 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers, most of all, doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts." This particular set of scriptures are very hard to hear. And we're looking at Job's very depressed state. But please stay with me, because the blessing of the Lord was upon Job. And he, yes, he did go through some suffering, as many of us do as well. But the Lord blessed him greater in the end than he had blessed him in the beginning. So stay with, so that we can see what the Lord is doing and see exactly these things that God is doing for us. Because, yes, there are times when we are going to suffer, and we will be in a depressed state of mind, but the blessing of the Lord is great, and all we have to do is wait on him and be encouraged, because he will strengthen our hearts and he will change our circumstance. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you until next time.